Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Winter storm warning remains in effect until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Heavy snow is expected with accumulations anywhere from 3 to 7 or 4 to 8 inches across northern Dutchess and northern Litchfield counties, and up to 6 to 10 inches across southern Dutchess and southern Litchfield counties. A few spots may locally see a foot or more in southeastern Litchfield County. And this winter storm warning is in effect until 8 a.m. on Thursday.
The Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee has their regular meeting, 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. And then the Advisory Committee has their regular meeting immediately following that at 6:30. In Salisbury, the White Hart has the White Hart Speaker Series continuing March 22nd. Celebrated painter Duncan Hanna, who will discuss his new memoir, 20th Century Boy, Notebooks of the 70s, at 6 p.m. The Kellogg School Book Art Exhibit will run Friday, March 23rd through Saturday, April 14th at the D.M. Hunt Library, Main Street in Falls Village. Tuesdays 10 to 5, Thursday 10 to 5, Friday 3 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 1. It's an exhibit by 8th grade students of the Kellogg arts educator Chris Hanley, creating sculptures out of books donated to them by the Hunt Library. On Friday the 23rd from 5 till 7, it's the annual pasta dinner at the West Stockbridge Congregational Church, benefiting the West Stockbridge Police Association. More information at 413-232-4256. Tickets will be available at the door. Coming up on March 23rd, Salisbury's Berkshire Box Society Box Birthday Supper Cocktails with Chef Paul Pearson, Menu of Fine Foods from the Times of Bach. It'll be held at the White Hart Inn. Party games and prizes and a performance by Ethan Chen and two of his colleagues, all prodigy string players from the Juilliard pre-college programs at the White Hart, the 23rd at 7 p.m. Falls Village Children's Theater presents Willy Wonka, three free performances at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 2, fvct.org on the web for more information. Sheffield Kiwanis annual ham roll will be Friday the 23rd at the VFW in Great Barrington. Doors open at 6, the first roll at 7. You could win fixings for your holiday meal, a ham, turkey, chicken, steak, kielbasa, potatoes, maybe even a pie. Free admission, everybody is welcome. Audubon Sharon is hosting an illustrated presentation called Land and People of the Arctic, Personal Experiences of an Expedition Photographer with local photographer Joseph Meehan on Friday, 7 to 8 at the Sharon Audubon Center. Light refreshments will be served. The program is free, but a suggested donation of $5 to Audubon would be appreciated. On the 23rd in Millbrook, the Merritt Bookstore, Seven Forgotten Tribes of the Hudson Valley, an illustrated lecture with Evan Pritchard on the lost nations of the local Mohican, Delaware, and Wappingers confederacies that never made it into your high school curriculum. That's at 7 p.m. American Heart Association Heart Saver First Aid CPR AED combination course being held Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck, New York. For more information on the register, 845-475-9742. On the 24th in Pine Plains, the community room, the Pine Plains Seed Library Seed Swap, meet other gardeners and share stories and recipes. Bring homegrown heirloom open pollinated seeds to share from 1 till 2. Followed by a spring equinox concert of Algonquin-inspired music with Evan Pritchard and his DG Gum Adeska Orchestra. Ticks on the move and what to do about them. Dr. Kirby Stafford, chief of state entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, will talk about that on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library Wardell Room. It's free and open to the public. Hats off to the Northlight Arts Center. The Sharon Historical Society volunteers have created an exhibit of hats, gloves, and fans from the Sharon Historical Society's collection that will be on display during the 8th Annual Northlight Arts Center Student Show. Because Northlight always has eclectic showings, the volunteers decided at a tip of the hat with gloves off would show that they're fans of the Northlight artists and their work. The opening reception for the art and history exhibits will be Saturday from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Sharon Historical Society in Sharon, Connecticut. Refreshments will be served. Mud Season Contra Dance being held Saturday the 24th. Caller Eric Holloman, music by Cedar Stanstreet and Donald Sheets. A rip-roaring good time at the Dewey Memorial Hall in Sheffield, 7:30 to 8. Beginner lesson, 8 to 11, the Contra Dance. More information at 860-671-0494. SheffieldContraDance.wordpress.com. The 4th Annual Benefit Dance for the Jane Lloyd Fund featuring the Harlem Line Band will be Saturday, 8:30 at the White Hart, 15 Under Mountain Road in Salisbury. All proceeds benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund. $15 entry. More information at thejayandlloydfund.org or theharlemlineband.com. The Jay and Lloyd Fund is a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. March 25th, Chatham Farm Film Fest, screenings of films that focus on farms, farming, and farming issues from local and national filmmakers, free admission with cash donation or non-perishable food item. That's at the Crandall Theater from 1 to 4. A reception at the People's Pub will follow with local foods and a cash bar. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 116.36 to 24,727.27 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7364.30 and the S&P 500 at 2716.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.